Gail Sheehy changed how we think about getting older with her hugely influential 1976 bestseller, Passages. Instead of assuming character development largely ended with adulthood, she examined the crises that transform us throughout our lives. Sheehy also perfected a kind of in-depth character portrait that became her calling card. She's written about Hillary Clinton, Mikhail Gorbachev, Margaret Thatcher, and so many other influential people. Now she's turned her sights on a trailblazing woman who made a name for herself in journalism at a time when that profession was dominated by men. Gail Sheehy herself. I spoke with her about her new memoir, Daring, My Passages, earlier this week. I asked about her process when she writes these profiles she's so famous for.
I'm looking for their character, which is not about policy. Character is what was yesterday and will be tomorrow. What I do is, or did when people were affording it, was to interview no less than 40 people who knew the person that I was writing about. And they would provide incredible insights into a person's habitual behavior. So that by the time I got to my quarry, I could collaborate with them on trying to lay out the themes of their life, and they were much less resistant than they would be if I just walked in and started hammering them with difficult questions.
Of course, there is still resistance among people, and the first figure that comes to mind is Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
When you wrote your book about her back in the late 90s, you got pretty well attacked by the Clinton supporters.
I did afterwards, but not while I was working with her. And it really was because she made a revelation in the middle of one of our major interviews about George Bush Sr.'s Jennifer.
Referring to in the 1992 presidential campaign, President George H.W. Bush versus then Governor Clinton. Governor Clinton, there were revelations about an affair that he'd had, and Mrs. Clinton was complaining about there were also allegations that didn't really get printed as much about President George H.W. Bush having an affair himself.
Exactly. And that was the revelation that she kind of dumped on me in the middle of an interview. She wanted to get it out there, but apparently she assumed that I would never attach it to her.
Over the course of your career, and obviously there's so much in this book that we won't be able to get to, but you shattered a glass ceiling or two in yourself in your career. And you know, there are a lot more women journalists working now.
Yes.
I'm wondering, what was it about the time that you were breaking through that made it possible? Or was the progress just inevitable?
Well, it didn't seem possible. When I crept down from the back stairs at the Herald Tribune from the women's department, which was the estrogen zone, and crossed into the testosterone preserve of the City Room and marched my way over to Clay Felker's office to pitch him a story, I could have gotten fired from it. But he was intrigued and told me to write it as a scene. And I thought, write journalism as a scene using dialogue and my own experience of the scene? That was totally new in 1966. And I just happened to be in the right place at the right time with New York Magazine, which was breaking through into new territory for journalism, which became mainstream eventually.
Right. And you were, I know you don't like this phrase, but it's been said that you were one of the first women to be able to have it all, as they say. You had a career, you had a family, you had a husband, and
not until I was in my late 40s did I pull those three things together. And in fact, I don't buy the phony expectation that we can have it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I've come to understand is that I have enough. I have enough to give it away by using my talent to write and speak and hope that my experiences excite others to be daring. And the other thing is, daring might imply that I'm fearless.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the opposite is true. In my memoir, I admit that I've been as fearful of success as of failure. In fact, when Passages was published, I so dreaded bad reviews that I ran away to Italy with a girlfriend and our children to hide out. And it was only on our last day that Clay Felker called and said my book had jumped onto the bestseller list, which totally floored me. But what I learned from writing my memoir is that when I fear, I dare. Because I find fear paralyzing, and daring is action.
Now, the book Passages, I think that covered passages in one's life up until the age of about 55. Is that
right? That's
right. And you're 70 now, right?
That's right.
So tell me about what you've learned that you left off in that book.
Well, it was so naive to think that there was nothing interesting that happened after 55. Come on, there's a whole second adulthood. What I found, I learned the most about life in my 60s. When my husband, Clay Felker, was slowly dying, I fell into depression, and my latent Irish gene for alcoholism flared up. And that led me to a 12-step program. And so that's when I came to understand having a spiritual foundation and realizing that you have enough.
We were talking earlier about your approach to these, marvelous psychological profiles, portraits that you would do of important figures. Did you take that same approach in looking at yourself, looking at your own life?
I did, indeed. That's why I called it my passages. I wasn't writing about the nice, long, calm periods. I was writing about the times when, yow, everything is exploding, for good or for bad. And I actually interviewed other people about myself, and that alerted me to the fact that I had to really investigate my memories.
It was just as tough as cracking those other characters.
It was tougher, I must say.
Journalist and author Gail Sheehy's new memoir is called Daring, My Passages. Gail, thanks so much for your time today.
My pleasure, Aaron.